This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and Sue Balcom because it's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Oh my gosh, anytime, guys. I'm always ready to talk about food and or eat.
Sue Balcom joins us once a week from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellars Farm, to talk about food. And this week, Sue, is the time of year for tomatoes. Well, more than just this week, but...
Right. They're just now starting to ripen, and I have lots and lots of green going on in my garden. It's like wading through, it's just like wading through green water out there now. Wow. It's just so amazing. And of course, there is this ongoing controversy about, do I prune my tomatoes or do I not prune my tomatoes? So raise your hand if you prune your tomatoes. Any of you prune?
I did this year for the very first time.
I don't know what they're doing at the supermarket right now.
Well, that's a good one, Doug. Good one. Do you garden at all, Doug? You must have a small garden at your house, right? No?
I'm at a homeowners association, and we're allowed to raise landscape plants and things like that. But the gardening is quite limited.
Oh, my gosh. I need to come talk to that association because
yes.
There's nothing
yes,
better than a ripe tomato. And I can be very persuasive. You know, all the flower beds I've ever had at rental properties have always had at least one or two tomatoes in.
Let me just suggest that if you are living by yourself and you are in a place that doesn't allow you to grow tomatoes, people give you tomatoes this time of year. That's a wonderful habit that lots of growers have.
That, you know, and that is really North Dakota. Tom Kelb, who is an extension agent here in the western part of the state, told me that he could not believe the number of people in the state that still garden. And I said, we're an agrarian culture here. This is something we've always done. And always, always, rather than let anything go to waste, we like to share it or hoard it like I do. but getting back to tomatoes, if you're going to plant one next to your house in a flower bed or something, you're going to want to buy a determinant variety of a tomato. Now, here's the thing with pruning. Determinant tomatoes are the early girls and big boys and beefsteak that have been bred, hybrid tomatoes that grow like a bush. Once they bloom and grow their tomatoes, they're done. Now, most of the varieties I grow are heirloom varieties, and they actually vine. And the first year we planted in our high tunnel, we had no idea that these tomatoes... I think I have a photograph of me, and they must have grown all the way up to the ceiling in that tunnel. But they need support. So you have to, if you grow indeterminate tomatoes, stake them up, put up tomato cages, and or string them up like we do inside of our high tunnels.
Now, is there a way to tell by looks if it's determinate or indeterminate, or do you have to either just memorize the hundreds of kinds of tomatoes and what they are, or look it up every time?
The packages will usually tell you whether they're an indeterminate variety of tomato.
Okay.
But if you go to someone's garden, like if you came to my garden now, some guy came out here and visited with us in like early June when I had just planted tomatoes and we were hit by those harsh winds. And he's like, what are those sticks out there that you're growing? And I told JC, I said, you should invite him out here now because those sticks are like 20 feet long. They kind of grow like a vine. Then you know you have an indeterminate tomato. And because they're indeterminate, that means that they will continue to bloom and continue to produce fruit as long as the weather is conducive to tomato growing. I love to prune tomatoes. I don't know. There's something cool about hacking those things off. But I come in and my hands are just black from the green. You should actually prune the suckers off of both types of tomatoes. Find a diagram online, or you can look for the main branch of the tomato. Then it has side shoots. And in between the main branch and the side foliage, there's always some little tiny thing trying to grow. And you want to cut those suckers off because the tomato then puts more energy into producing the blooms and the fruit.
So if there's something that's V-shaped and then in the middle, like an, if it's growing out of an armpit, basically.
There you go. Oh my gosh, that's perfect. If it's growing out of an armpit, cut that off. And you want to pinch it off, and you want to try not to wound your tomato too badly, because sometimes they get affected that way.
Mm.
So you can use a clean pair of pruners, or a manicure scissors is a very handy thing to have in the garden for like thinning out carrots and stuff like that. But they can also be used for these suckers. Now, you should also always either cage your tomatoes just to help them out a little bit, or stake them. And then any branches that grow down that don't have blossoms on them could be cut off around the base of your tomato, just to keep animals from hiding in there, like mice or moles or voles or slugs or things like that that would attack your low-hanging fruit, because we all like low-hanging fruit. And then that way that helps like air circulation under there. And so if nothing else, you want to do those two things to both kinds of tomatoes.
So pruning helps the plants get air and do that kind of atmospheric interchange they have to do to grow. They're healthier. But what is the bounty, if you will, argument for pruning a tomato?
Well, they say that you get bigger tomatoes and you get more tomatoes if you prune the green off. You know, I've never really been able to compare, because if you plant 100 tomato plants, then you don't have to worry about how many tomatoes you're going to get. And you really don't want them laying on the ground. That's just part of good gardening habits, is to kind of keep the plants clean and disease free. But it also, in addition to growing larger tomatoes, and they might even actually ripen sooner if you prune heartily. I have a friend who said her mom used to always go out and say, "I'm going to go butcher my tomato plants." And she'd go out and hack off all the branches.
Wow.
Actually, Jack Wood, whom you may know from the community garden program in Fargo, he is a masterful pruner. He grows sticks with tomatoes
for his
on
tomatoes.
I know, right? And those are indeterminate varieties. I know he likes a lot of heirloom tomatoes. So he says it's okay. But then there's the other faction that says, well, maybe you don't want to prune, because plants need their leaves for photosynthesis, and that produces energy for the roots to grow and the fruit to grow. And so if you have good, healthy foliage, then you should have good, healthy fruit.
Are you then suggesting that it would be a better idea to pinch off the blossom and leave the foliage?
I never pinch any tomato blossoms off at all. I prune. just so you know, I just kind of like the pruning thing. It's sort of fun. And really, it is personal preference. That's what I think it boils down to. Like garden space, types of tomatoes you're growing, and whether or not you like to get outside with nothing else to do but chop down leaves from your tomato plants.
Well, after the hot weather and rain that we recently had in this part of the state, I went out to go do a little bit of extra pruning and was quite surprised to find my cat there. It got so thick. I was in that garden bed 5, maybe even 10 minutes before I even noticed my cat was right beside me. So well, I don't know how many mice and slugs just slipped right past me.
Sue, as somebody who has a farmer's market kind of a bent about your business here, and you were talking about heirloom tomatoes being more likely the indeterminate variety, what's more popular? Is the heirloom tomato an easier sell?
I think that if people would actually try them, they would never, ever buy those little round, hard, red things ever again that you can find in the store. I'm famous for my salsa locally, and I think it's because I use heirloom tomatoes. They have such a wonderful flavor. The only drawback is that they're so hard to get to market because they're more delicate. They're so full of juice and thin skin that they just burst sometimes. Even on a vine, they sometimes blow up out there. You got to kind of keep an eye on them.
You need to do like the strawberry farmers, like the you pick heirloom tomatoes.
We actually have had one ripe tomato this year so far. I got mine in a little late because of our high tunnel construction. It was divine. It was like, I grow this tomato called a black crim that I highly recommend to all of my friends. It is a funny looking tomato with green shoulders, but it is
delicious.
Delightful. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And they grow big enough so that you can make a tomato and Swiss cheese sandwich on sourdough bread with one slice. Yum.
Fantastic.
Oh my gosh, I'm starving.
I'll be looking for them at this Saturday's market. We check in with root seller Sue every week on our Main Street Eats. It's always a pleasure, Sue.
Thank you. It is my pleasure also.